listening to hour number three of the show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Julia.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Also, I should mention Toby's show and website. It's been a while since you've been on the program, Toby, and I know the reason why is not because you don't want to be on Free Talk Live, but you're a busy man.
Yeah, it has to do with work situations mostly, but hopefully that'll be clearing up a little bit soon. So
cool. We'll have you swap back in with Nick then every so often. But Toby is the host of Free Minds TV and also Free Minds Radio. Free Minds TV is on a short hiatus. I believe you guys are working diligently on getting the show back on the air.
Yeah, we're doing a Pork Fest special up at Pork Fest in New Hampshire, and then after that we'll be back for at least a month after. While we can so figure out some more things.
So they're still working on that, but you can see all the back episodes at freemindstv.com, and that's also where you can pick up the podcast, the Free Minds Radio podcast, which you guys do live on our stream. Free Talk Live stream hosts that on Sunday afternoons from noon to 1. So you can hear that live, or you can pick it up via podcast at freemindstv.com.
Is Brennan going to be regularly on your show?
I hope so.
I thought she did a good job.
I thought she did a really good job, and it's so nice to hear a lady instead of a dude.
I agree.
There's so many dudes out there talking about liberty.
It's a breath of fresh air when you actually, most of the people in the
liberty
movement
is a sausage
tend to be
fest.
Men, and so I think it's helpful to have. I like listening to even shows with Julia when you're on, because it's a fresh perspective, a woman's perspective, because you hear so much of. Men talking about it.
I agree. Brenda did awesome.
Very good. So go to freemindstv.com and also now freemindsradio.com. We'll take you to the same place.
Yep.
So either way it works. We go to Sam in Texas. He's on the amp line. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Well, I guess I'll continue the sausage fest here. And tell you about my court dates.
Not to be confused with pork fest.
Today.
Yes, sir. You went to court today?
Well, I had three tickets right now that were all within a couple weeks of each other.
Wow.
And, I haven't been stopped by police for, 5 years before that. So the law of attraction kind of pulled all these together for me. And I stayed up all night. I thought I had a court date today. So I stayed up all night kind of putting all the legal arguments together and the papers that I was going to file with the court to ask them some questions. And I called this morning and found out my court date was last week.
Uh-oh.
So I missed it, and turns out the only way I could, according to the lady on the phone, the only way that I could get out of this was to go in, pay them their ransom money of $240 or something, and then that would give me another court date. But if I was found guilty, what the lady on the phone told me is that they would keep that money and I wouldn't have any way of protesting and withholding my payment and refusing to fund the violence and coercion of the state.
Gotcha.
So I had kind of a moral dilemma with this because, as you know, I'm coming up to Pork Fest next week, and at the airports now, they've ratcheted up the police state another notch, and if you fly without ID, when I go to do that, they're going to call the airport police who are going to want my name, which I don't lie to them. I tell them, what it is, my name and city of residence, but they would likely look that up, find that there's a warrant, and then I get arrested and taken off and not be allowed to go to Pork Fest.
Yeah, that wouldn't be any fun.
Absolutely. So what I did, I discussed it with some friends and came up with the idea of just go ahead and paying it. It's slightly bending my principles. So I went up to the first court. Now I've got two different courts. Two of them are in one city and another's in the other right next to it. And I walked up to the window, there's 10 people in front of me, they're all going up just pleading from the gang, please, I can only pay this much, or thank you so much for letting me do that, for robbing me at gunpoint. And
well, most of the people that are victimized by the state are usually of the lower economic echelon, so they always, many times, have to take payment plans, and they can't pay it all at once, and the state loves to victimize those people because it knows they're never going to go to a lawyer, they're never going to stand up for themselves in court, they're just going to try to pay it and move along with their lives, and so it's just so sad to see that happen.
You got it. So I thought I would shed some light and honesty on what was happening. So when I went up to the window, I sat down. I got this nice middle-aged lady, and I said, hi, I was held at gunpoint on the side of the road by two armed men who threatened me and said that if I didn't come here within 15 days, they were willing to send men with guns to my house to kidnap me and lock me in a cage.
Yes. And, sounds pretty accurate.
I described this to her, and of course the people in the room, it was echoing around, so they all heard what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I could see her face just kind of start to break, like, she was, if I had kept going with another couple sentences, I think there would have been tears in her eyes.
Oh, my.
And so she's like, well, what do you have, or are you filing a complaint? She was trying to figure out, oh, gosh, what do I do with this person?
Yeah.
And so then I pulled out this long strip of paper that all of a sudden she recognized as a ticket, and she realized that those armed men I was talking about were police
officers.
The cops. And she went from sad to mad as hell.
Really?
Yes, man. Her voice changed. She started snapping at me, and oh, well, fine. And
then you were a criminal, Sam. All of a sudden, she lost all of her concern for your well-being.
Pretty much.
Criminals don't deserve concern.
Apparently not.
She would flick her paperwork at me as she let it go. She would kind of flick it my way just to let me know. She was mad. Let's see. So then, and you know, anger like that. I think that's something people don't realize. You know, how do you stay calm in doing all this stuff? I realized that when she's getting mad, she wasn't getting mad at me. She was getting mad because in that moment, she realized factually what she's doing may not be all that morally sound. And I think the person she was getting mad at was herself.
Maybe so.
Now, she wanted to take that out on me, but really, as long as I come from a place of understanding that she's getting mad at her own actions,
yep,
and she's not willing to face them.
She's the one that has to look in the mirror.
Exactly. So she had some paperwork for me to sign, one of which was a plea form in my case. And she told me, well, you have to fill this out and plead in order to get a court date to sit in front of the judge. So I explained to her, no, that I wouldn't sign this. And, you know, how could I possibly plead? You haven't even told me what the law is. So there's no way for me to do that. And eventually she backed down, said I didn't have to sign that. I got a court date. Then I was set there. I headed over.
Isn't it funny, before you go on, Sam, isn't it funny how the bureaucrats will say one thing and expect that you will just take what they say at face value and do what they want you to do? But then when you push the envelope a little bit, then all of a sudden other options open up.
Absolutely. And the options that they never told you about, and that,
right,
I think that they themselves don't even comprehend exist, because they're so used to people just coming in and looking at what the state offers to them and
Sure. Taking
from the choices.
Yep.
People don't think for themselves.
They don't think outside the box. You're absolutely right.
It reminds me of that audio that you played last week of the gentleman who owns the website. He goes through the checkpoints, and when he asks the man question after question, and the guy keeps saying, as soon as you give me your blah, 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 as soon as you show me your papers,
yeah,
as soon as you tell me where you're from. And eventually he got so sick of the guy that he just said, all right, get out of here.
Yep.
You can go.
So I went over to the second court on the way back to file the same paperwork there. And these are questions that I've put together for the court. So, Ian, I think you would like some of these questions. These are in my first two appearances.
Hold on. You filed the questions with the court?
Yes, some of them, very select few. So basically what I did, I put some case arguments together that say, look, here's all the constitutional references saying that governments were established to protect and maintain individual rights.
Mm-hmm.
That's your purview. That's where you have jurisdiction, and that's it. That's all the Constitution authorizes, and the Constitution of all these other states that I'm asking you to take judicial notice or to notice that that's law and in effect. So how can you be administering justice or whatever? How can you have jurisdiction if you're violating my legal right, the one reason you were established, in order to enforce your law here with no victim? So we'll see what they say about that. But I also put in some questions like, factually, what is the law? Now, the last time I asked that, he told me, well, the law is statutes and regulations, and that's where I said, well, wait a minute. You just said statutes are statutes and used the word to define itself. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's not really responsive. Hang on, Sam. I know you have a little more. We're going to bring you back and your calls as well about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickles CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Julia.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com. Would you like to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, internobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order if you use the code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, I-N-T-E-R-K-N-O-B-S.com, or see their banner at freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones, back to Sam in Texas, telling us about his recent interactions with the court bureaucrats. You've had sort of a series of these, and this is your most recent one. You've got some questions that you've prepared, I guess, that they wanted you to submit in advance, and you did go ahead and submit some of them in advance of your trial. So you were telling us what some of those questions were, and I guess explaining the relevancy or to newer listeners that might not understand.
Oh, sure. So really what these questions are, you know, I went into court with Mark Stevens' script, which really questions the authority and the foundation of the legal process, the court systems, the conflicts of interest within the government court system, and puts some questions together that they really don't want to answer. And the judge had asked me before to just submit my whole script, and I'm like, no way am I going to do that. I wouldn't turn over my legal strategy to my opponent and say, here you go, please find a way through this. Yet in that script, there were some questions that every time I got down to a responsive answer, which is a yes or no answer to a question, these are things like, factually, what is the state? Factually, what is the law? It became, all of a sudden, it became time for me to go get a lawyer.
Mm.
And, you know, it's really because he doesn't want to tell me that factually the law is nothing but commands issued by the government that they are willing to back up with violence.
Yeah, they're words on paper.
They're words on paper that they're willing to go and use force if you don't adhere to,
mm-hmm.
making them commands. So he doesn't certainly want to come out and say that. He doesn't want to say that the state is an idea, and that it's an idea that's bringing charges against me, and that was supposedly somehow damaged by my actions, which was speeding down a street.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the questions that I submitted to him. All of the tough questions that he didn't want to answer in court are now in writing, and it's going to be tough for him to worm his way out of them, although I look forward to see what the three judges come up with.
So you submitted all of those questions to three separate judges?
Yeah, because I have three cases, and see, now I've got them all lined up. They all have court dates in July, and I can handle them all in one day, do the paperwork for each of the three, and I'll get to compare and contrast between the cases that are all a few days apart and change my approach.
That's fascinating.
Based on what I learned from each one, and see where I can get the judges to contradict and dig into that a little further.
This is really just amazing what you're doing here. It's good practice for when you finally get up here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, because you are one of the early movers. You'll be here, as I understand it, sometime this year, and
yeah.
You're moving up to the Keene area, which I think is you're going to be a valuable asset to the activist movement here, because you really have an understanding of the court system as a result of doing all of this activism based on Mark Stevens' work from AdventuresInLegalLand.com. So you'll sort of be like our own little local version of Mark Stevens. So I think that's pretty cool.
It is. And at the second trial, or the second court I went to, one of their strategies to kind of, I guess, waste my time or whatever is, when I'm at the clerk window filing all this paperwork, the clerks need to disappear, and they leave for 10, 15 minutes at a time and come back.
Hmm.
So I was there waiting for about 30 minutes. Well, I turned around. There were two ladies in line behind me, about 30 people in the room. And she looked a little distraught, and I'm like, you know, what's going on? Are you okay? And she starts going into the story. I couldn't hardly explain or understand what she was telling me. And I said, well, that's because you're being robbed at gunpoint.
So the longer they make you wait, the more likely you'll be to start talking to other people.
I spent 30 minutes talking to that crowd, and half the people in the room were just so nervous about what I was saying, they didn't want to even look over at me.
Wow.
But on the way out, three people, you know, were like, hey, thank you, sir. Have a nice day. So,
that's fantastic.
I can't wait to have you up here. It's going to be great. Some fresh blood. Give us some ideas of different strategies of how it goes. I can't wait to hear how this goes as well.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Anything else to share with us tonight, Sam?
I'm getting to the point where, personally, I really have an objection to voluntarily funding the state. So I'm going to play these all the way out, but I found out this morning on the call that for each 12 hours I spend at least in one of the gang's jails, they'll credit me $100 towards the money, which is it's also costing them money to keep me in jail. So
right.
These are $300. So, you know, I'm looking at like a day and a half or so in jail. I'm thinking that may be the route I go.
You're thinking about going in, huh?
If the judges don't want to, you know, be honest with me and throw me out for lack of standing.
Amazing story.
I would certainly rather go to jail on a voluntary, like, I'm in the mindset, I'm aware I'm
going
to jail.
Exactly, yeah.
Than to be shoved in a jail cell.
I'm going to make them drag me around, and again, I'm going to have a day and a half each time to explain to all the people sitting in a jail cell with me the concept
yep.
of corpus delicti and the rule of law. And
they would be wise to just drop. I'm surprised that they haven't dropped your case yet. I'm surprised that that one judge that you've been in to see several times and asked a bunch of questions of, that he's still playing with you, that he hasn't just decided, eh, let's just wipe this out and let this guy go. Because as they continue to learn that you're influencing those who you come in contact with, maybe they'll get a clue and they'll realize that they'd rather you just go away.
Yeah, and in this latest set of filings that or motions that I put before the court, there's requests in there for me to get copies of the audio and video recordings, so I'll have the tapes, and the cops are all wired up with microphones,
mm-hmm.
so I'll have the audio and video of the actual stops. I put in there that I want to deposition the police officers in accordance with, you know, some bureaucrat rules and things. So it's starting to get to be a lot of work on their behalf.
Yeah, they don't like doing work.
It's interesting to see.
Right. Yeah, you might just push them to the point where they've got too much work to do.
Let them go.
You've interfered with too many donut breaks, Sam. That's it. Thanks, dude, for the call tonight, and keep us in the loop, all right?
All right.
Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. It's amazing what one man can do, what one person can do, when you're determined enough to make a stand and stand up for principle. That's what Sam's doing, and he's all by himself down in Texas. He doesn't have the backup that we do up here.
Yeah, if only 10% of people who are going into these courtrooms were taking this approach, it would clog up the entire
system. The whole
system
would break.
And so I can't. That's something that makes me so excited. When he gets up here to maybe get more of us doing the same kind of approach and learning from each other, and I think that it'll really have some kind of an effect.
I like the idea of sort of making a mockery or showing how ridiculous the court system is, of wearing like a robe when you
go in.
I think that
we've
is
yet to
so
try that
funny.
One.
They don't like that.
I'm
that's,
official.
That's
I'm
thwarting
in
the judges. I like to call it a moo-moo, but it's the sword of the judge's sword tile.
Yeah, they would not. Maybe you could carry a little hammer with you. Just whenever they say something you don't like.
Yeah, that would be a little out of line. You don't want to go in there because it still is their courtroom. They are in charge of it. You
what
could probably
they do
get
to
away
you?
With dressing in a funny
that would
way.
Be contempt of court.
You could,
I think.
You
wouldn't they give
was...
you contempt of court anyway if you had a robe on?
Well,
they might.
They can.
They have the power to.
Well, they can
courtroom.
Throw some nonsense charge at you for whatever reason they want to, right? But you don't want to go in there and start making a bunch of noise, because then you are definitely going to get into some crap. But if you go in with a silly outfit, you could just claim, well, it's my religion to wear a robe in these courtrooms. You know, then you could make an excuse for it. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's IonicSalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Julia.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the bulletin board system, the archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners. We give it all away for you for free at freetalklive.com. Get your limited supply Porkfest beer mug and drink responsibly with Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, featuring select microbrews from New Hampshire, margaritas, guest celebrity bartenders, prize drawings, and more. You're going to want to be at the SACL CAI fun tent at this year's Porkfest.
I don't think I'll be anywhere else.
I think that's where I'm headed.
It is going to be a good time, and if you've got the chance to meet Osborne at the Liberty Forum, you know that this is going to be the fun tent. I mean, he is not kidding. This is not false advertising. It's going to be a good time. So, looking forward to being there. Has he talked to you about bartending yet, Toby?
No, he has not.
Oh, okay. Well, we have to see if we can round you up, because we've all been.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
We've been convinced to be the bartenders at the SACL CAI fun tent, so it's going to be a good time. But you can only be there, and you can only get the beer mug if you are at Porkfest. So you need to go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. And get signed up. So we'll see you there. We're going to be broadcasting the show live three nights. It's not this week, but it's next week. So the 9th to the 15th, we'll be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. You're going to be out there, Toby, with your camera crew taping some segments for Free Minds TV.
Yeah, and we will be in the beer tent taping some segments.
Excellent.
The fun tent.
The fun tent, yes.
Call it whatever you want. It's going to be a good time.
I imagine there will be lots of beer there.
1-800-259-9231. I think we're tapped out on calls. So, you know what? I'm going to finish up an email. I know I mentioned we talked about the Castro thing, but I'm going to put it off. I want to finish this email from Stephen. It's the same guy that had emailed earlier about the contacts. He had a couple other items that he wanted to cover, and so I want to give him a chance here. He says, I'm in the Army, and I see firsthand on a daily basis just how mismanaged things can get, and the inferiority of equipment that we have to deal with because of government standards based on the lowest bid or best buddy contracts. I see on a daily basis how much reform this gigantic military-industrial complex desperately needs. But in spite of all that, I'm curious, Ian, how a no-government, completely voluntary society would handle defense. And please understand, I'm not trying to attack you here. I'm genuinely curious about how you think this would work. In my few weeks of listening, I've heard you mention a few times that you'd be okay with some sort of private military that people could opt to pay for. But I'm curious how that would work for those who don't want to pay. Would they not be protected from attack? How would the private military determine who was paying for their protection and who isn't? And he has some more questions, but he started out, I think, with some very good ones here. The question is, and a lot of people that are coming from sort of the conservative mindset, the law and order mindset, when they come up with the message of the free marketplace, they're all for it, but whoa, what about the police and what about the military, right?
Because if you're coming from a true conservative background, that's what the government is for, right?
Yeah, that's what you were raised on, right? So it's a good question, and it deserves a serious answer. The number one reason to have a military is to protect, right, is to defend. Isn't that the purpose that is called still the Department of Defense, even though that's certainly not what they do these days?
At least in name, yes.
Right. So that's the idea. So the question is, how would the marketplace be able to provide effective defense from evil, marauding attackers from around the world? And how do you deal with the free rider problem, which is what he suggested there? Because, well, if you don't pay for the services, but you get protected anyway, how's that fair?
Now, I know that you have an excellent answer for this, but I just think the number one thing before we even get into the free market military system, I'd like to throw it out there, would be the Second Amendment, or if
sure.
we weren't with the government, it would just be people bearing arms would be a huge deterrent right there. But before we delved in there, if everybody owned a gun, that's a big deterrent for other people not to be invading you.
Or how about, before you give your free market answer, how about if our military wasn't on the offense and wasn't just bombing nations and occupying countries all over the world?
Yeah, that'd be a step in the right direction, and I'm sure our emailer would agree with that. So while that'd be a step in the right direction, I'm still not interested in paying for an inefficient government bureaucracy, because even if it was just defending, it would still be defending inefficiently. So, and it's
you don't have to explain that to me.
I'm explaining it to the listeners. So all of that is absolutely correct, and so we need to look at at possible ways that defense could work in the marketplace. Now, the number one thing you always have to throw this caveat out there when you're talking about the free market, and that is that we can sit here between the three of us and take your calls, and we can all brainstorm ideas as to how things might work. But there's no guarantee it would actually work out in that way, because I'm not going to be investing in military business. I'm not going to be investing in protection services. It's not my business. It's not what I want to do. But the people who are in search of profit will figure out ways to handle this. The number one thing is definitely guns, because we probably wouldn't really need that much protection as far as organization is concerned, and certainly those people who are into the military idea would be the people that are Johnny on the spot to join militias, to take their guns and then meet up with other guys with guns and go out on a weekly basis and practice with their guns and, you know, maybe buy some bombs and practice with those too.
Yeah.
You know how people are into that stuff.
Oh, yeah, and you wouldn't even need to be paying these people.
No,
they just do it for fun.
Yeah. So that's a pretty big factor right there. But even then, if you would, you know, what about a madman, Kim Jong-il over in North Korea? He's got his hand on a missile. You know, he's going to launch some missiles. How do we deal with that? How does a militia handle that? Well, obviously, the militia can't deal with incoming missiles, so there'd have to be some other solution. And how would the market provide that? If people need missile defense, how would the market pay for that? Well, here's a possibility. We've certainly seen examples of companies going out and doing things simply for the name recognition. For instance, after Hurricane Katrina, it was Walmart that came in rolling in 18-wheelers, or they tried to come in. The government turned them around. They wouldn't let them. But it was Walmart that filled trucks full of water and ice and shipped them in. They weren't going to charge for it. They were going to give it out to people in the hopes that the next time they went shopping, they'd come to Walmart. That was all it was. It was just a charitable thing. And so who knows? Perhaps you would see, you know, the Coca-Cola missile defense system or something like that, where a company would, or maybe even one of the defense corporations that you could purchase personal defense services from, you know, for investigating little crimes like stealing televisions, maybe Target Defense Services Incorporated would protect an entire given swath of area simply because they wanted to be perceived as the go-to company for protection. I mean, we're serious about protection, so we're protecting all of you from missile defense. Buy your personal protection from us. I mean, that's certainly one possibility, and that's just one idea. I don't know what you're going to come up with, but in the marketplace of ideas, there can be so many of them that are all completely viable and all would be funded 100% voluntarily.
Yeah, imagine the name recognition on the company that saved the day from the madman.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
That would be priceless. And every, say there are insurance companies providing this kind of thing, or Coca-Cola, whoever it is, they're all going to want to be doing this because if they're the ones who stop the madman, that's priceless.
I think it's also important to point out that there are countries, for example, Costa Rica, that don't have military, and nobody attacks them because they're not out instigating fights.
That's another good point.
Yes, because we would no longer be invading everybody.
Exactly, so we would no longer be pissing everybody off around the country, and they wouldn't have reason.
I'm not doing any of that.
I understand.
I'm not invading anywhere.
When I say we, I don't really mean
I know
we.
What you mean, but I want to make sure it's clear. You mean the government.
Yes.
The government people. So, yeah, that's another great factor, that they wouldn't be stirring up hornet's nests around the world, thereby inviting retaliation against innocent people. So, really, I mean, what else do you want? That if the marketplace is demanding protection, people in search of a profit will find a way to provide it. It's not our job to identify on this show exactly how that's going to happen, because we'll be wrong.
Yeah. There's countless ways
right.
that this could happen.
And it's fun to think about. So if you can brainstorm some other ideas, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. He says, additionally, we've seen how, this is back to the email, he says, we've seen how a private military works in Iraq, a.k.a. Blackwater, and without rules and boundaries for engagement, the soldiers went crazy and killed for fun.
And these privates only a little bit there because they're not they're being funded by the government, being paid with government money. So
right. That's, yeah.
Private's just a word that's being thrown around in that case.
Great point. We'll continue to analyze the Blackwater situation and how it would be different from a true free market protection agency. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just enough time for your call in these remaining moments. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359. Your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We only have a few moments remaining, but just enough time for your call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Julia.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you enjoy the program and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board for as little as $3 a month. That's all it'll cost you. And what we do is we take that money in and we reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, also getting on more internet connections, getting people listening online. So if you want more people to be exposed to the message of freedom and liberty, then this is probably one of the most effective ways to do it. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card or PayPal or some of our alternative options. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, which people have been using quite a bit tonight. I think the majority of our calls were amp calls tonight, as well as the amp-only chat room, forum, and more. All of the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about voluntary funding for defense services. And it's the questions are coming in from an email from Stephen, who is a member of the U.S. military. He's very curious about the idea of how it is that we could shift away from this current government model of so-called defense, which, of course, they're not defending anything. They're all spread around the world in 130 countries with over 700 military bases, stirring up all kinds of crap and bombing and killing people. So there's some serious problems with the system that we have today. It could be reformed, but why bother? Let's just go to true voluntary interaction, because it'd be so much better, because then people would actually get exactly what it is they're looking for. It would never be more than what it is people are demanding. Whatever defense systems would come up in the marketplace would never exceed the demands of the marketplace. And so we're talking about different ways that that could work, but we can't think of them all, and so certainly would love to hear you chime in at 800-259-9231. Stephen expresses some concern with the whole idea of having a private military. He says, well, what about Blackwater? He says, without rules or boundaries for engagement, their soldiers went crazy and killed for fun. He says, obviously, actual soldiers do this stuff too, but because they're governed by the rules of war, there is more recourse that can be taken against them. And his analysis of the Blackwater situation is correct. I mean, those guys do get away with a whole lot more crap than the U.S. soldiers do.
Absolutely.
Because they were hired as essentially private soldiers, in that they don't have the strictures that the, you know, the military code of justice or whatever it's called has over top of the regular soldiers, but they're still working for the government, so they can pretty much do whatever it is they want to do. It's, you know, it's that sweetheart deal situation where whoever it is that is in charge of Blackwater obviously knows some people who are in the halls of power and has managed to get his way into those deals. And how would that be different in a voluntary society? Well, first of all, Blackwater is over in Iraq. Why would anybody take their mercenaries over to Iraq? And why would you take your mercenaries to another country to invade and kill people? I mean, there's no financial incentive for that. There's no real reason in the marketplace for anything like that to happen. I mean, certainly mercenaries, I can see them being hired for protection as far as you need to get a ship from one point to another and there's dangerous waters or dangerous territories, then they'll escort that ship. But to go and invade a country, to overturn a dictator, to install somebody else, to do the things that the U.S. military does, who in the marketplace would want to fund something like that? If they did exist, then it would be their responsibility what these men did in their name.
Absolutely. And a situation like that, no one could afford anything like that.
Nope.
I mean, look at this Iraq situation, how much it's costing the U.S. military, and billions and billions of dollars. There's no company in the world that could ever afford to do anything like that.
Not even Microsoft.
And even if they did, for what purpose? Like,
what's
you
the
said,
return on investment, right?
There's nothing.
Right. So business is all about investing, taking a risk, and hoping that whatever it is you invested in down the line will turn into a profit for you, right? Well, there's no even potential to make profit by invading another country like that. It would cost, as you say, billions of dollars not to just invade, but then you've got to subjugate people afterwards. Not only do you have to invade and defeat the existing military, but then you have to occupy the country in order to force the people to do what it is you want them to do. And that's another incalculably large, interminably long conflict and cost.
Right, and at least when America, the American government, the U.S. government invaded Iraq, they had the guise of we're fighting for freedom and liberty, so they got support behind it.
Mm-hmm.
If this was a private firm and they're just going
Exxon
to invade...
Exxon needs a new oil field.
There's no public support. There's
right.
nothing backing you at all. So that's even more of a deterrent, even if it
sure.
wasn't for the financial barriers.
So it's just completely not even feasible for this to happen. And so then the question will become, well, what about local protection? What about, you know, we're hiring these protection companies to protect us, but what if they act like Blackwater and they start to hurt us? Well, again, another critical difference is who's paying the bills, right? Who is paying for the services? In the voluntary society, you and I, the customers, are directly hiring a company to provide certain services. In the government situation with Blackwater, government, a arbitrary group of individuals that is totally disconnected from you and I, is hiring the Blackwater people to do whatever nastiness they want them to do. So if the people you're hiring in the free market situation are doing naughty things, you stop paying them.
Yeah, a word like that would get out pretty quickly, and
right.
they'd start to lose contracts.
Right. If your protection company, you start to hear word that they're raping people and destroying the houses they're supposed to protect, who's going to do business with them anymore? Who's going to renew their contract? I mean, people are going to drop out. They're not going to have any money left, and they're done for. So in the marketplace situation, if a protection company doesn't hire good people, if they don't hire honest folks, then they'll be punished by the marketplace going to the competition, who will very easily be able to say, hey, come on over here to Toby's Protection Services. We've got certified nice guys that'll help you out in, you know, in your time of need.
And the thing is about the marketplace is it's much, much faster than the government ever can be. The government's slow in reacting, and even if everybody wants a change and they actually do vote a change, it takes years.
Yeah, 4 years.
And then even years after that. The marketplace, people are voting with their dollars thousands and thousands of times a day. The change will happen much more quickly. People will see the hit in profits immediately, and if they don't change their ways, well, they're going out of business, and hey, I guess my protection service agency is doing pretty good.
He says, in general, my fundamental question in regards to a free marketplace is, while I fully believe that a free market can run anything the government currently does more efficiently, will anyone in the free market take up those charges? Well, the question is, do people want to make money?
Absolutely.
Right. And is there money to be made in providing people with a feeling of safety and protection?
I think there is.
Yeah. So there are going to be plenty of entrepreneurs out there who, given the opportunity to have people buy protection services from them, are going to innovate. They're going to come up with things that have never been thought of before, and they're going to market their services, and they're going to compete with the other people in the marketplace, and as a result, the rest of us are going to have great protection services at the lowest possible cost. It can happen, and it will happen as soon as the government steps the hell out of the way. And actually, what we might see happen is it'll start to happen before the government steps out of the way, in that someone could start some sort of alternative free market protection service and compete with the government people. Of course, the government people won't like that. And they'll be targeted as a gang, like a competing gang or something like that. But theoretically, it could work to where someone comes up with an alternative service that protects people from the government or from other criminals, and business just, you know, over time shifts over to those people as they prove themselves, as they show how effective they can be, and just the government just sort of eventually becomes more and more ineffectual, and people don't trust it anymore. In fact, you know, I was thinking about this the other night. One of the reasons why you can't use government against, or you can't use violence against the government, is because they have an aura of legitimacy, because people will see you as being crazy. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're walking down the street and someone comes up and says, "This is a stick up," and they, you know, point a gun at you and demand your money, no one would say you weren't within your rights to shoot that guy dead.
Absolutely.
Because he was pointing a gun at you and threatening you. But if it's a guy with a badge and a uniform on and you pull a gun back on him and to shoot him dead, then everyone thinks you're a nut job and you're, you know, anti-government crazy. So I'm not advocating any violence here. I don't want to make it sound like I am. But eventually, as the government becomes shunned by more and more people, as it loses its veil of legitimacy, eventually it will enter the realm of being just an armed gang again. At some point it will lose enough legitimacy in enough people's minds to where, if people continue at that point to pretend like they're governments and pretend like they're ruling over people, eventually violence will be a justified response.
Well, I think what we need to take care of is their funding. They're funded by coercion and force, and
yes,
that would be taxes. So if enough people stop having to pay their taxes, well, that's a little extra scratch to throw at the alternative.
And we've already talked about tonight how if enough people just stood up against the court system, it would just crash it in on top of itself. So I think what we might see at some point is the quick fall of the governments that we're standing against. And we won't ever have to lift a finger in violence against them. It's been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Julia.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
I used to be